This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. All this week, we've been looking at the Job Line bus routes into Waukesha County, which will stop operating after this Saturday. The bus lines have gone by various names, but the current line is Route 57, which goes from downtown Milwaukee to stops in Menominee Falls and Germantown. The line gives people access to jobs at places like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and many fast food restaurants in Waukesha County. After Saturday, however, the 57 will run only within Milwaukee County. WUWM's Mayon Silver spoke to passengers last week to see how the changes will impact them.
There's a unique message on the Route 57 bus these days.
Beginning Sunday, August 25th, Route 57 will no longer operate its Waukesha County extension to Menominee Falls and Germantown.
How are people feeling about the change in service? I caught up with Boo Guyton as he boarded at 24th and Walnut. He says he takes the 57 and transfers at the Red Line to get out to his job at Metro Market in Brookfield. But he says he knows a couple of guys who work out in Menominee Falls and take the 57 all the way there. And he knows the end of the line will be difficult for them.
That's gonna be real bad because a lot of people don't drive. Like, I don't drive. I'm 38 years old. Mm-hmm. I don't drive.
Listen.
I've been on transit all my life. So if it was my job, that's going to be real bad. A lot of people are going to be out of jobs and ain't going to be able to get to work.
Soon after, Samuel Kelly also hopped onto the bus at Burleigh Roosevelt and 60th Street. He takes the 57 all the way to Menominee Falls to get to his job as a cashier at a Home Depot. Kelly says he's worked that job for almost 3 years and just got a full-time position. He explains why the job in Waukesha County is important to him.
Well, it means to me, freedom to do a lot of stuff. Because I was homeless, I got me a place now, and the job is doing pretty well, and I've done an admirable job at the job, but now, since this bus is disappearing, I have to transfer to another store just to keep my job.
But there are plenty of jobs on the route that will become harder to access, including at Walmart, Home Depot, Burger King, Menards, Fleet Farm, and the list goes on. Although Kelly won't be impacted as severely as others, that's not stopping him from getting politically active.
There's people that may try to get a petition, and I signed the last petition that they had to try to keep this bus up. It looks like it might not be enough because I don't think they have the funding for it.
The job lines were originally funded by using settlement money won by the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope and the Black Health Coalition. They sued the state of Wisconsin and the USDOT over funding for the I-94 Zoo Interchange project. Since then, MCTS, community groups, and other officials have reached out to the state of Wisconsin and Waukesha County to see if they'd provide funding or enter into a cost-sharing agreement that would allow the extension to continue. Those efforts were unsuccessful. MCTS spokesman Matt Slyker says the segment of Route 57 that operates in Waukesha County currently serves 81 riders per day. He says, to compare, a route like the Gold Line serves 2,300 riders per day. But rider Elisa Knox says every rider should count.
It's ironic because they say, a lot of officials, politicians say they want people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and work. And they want to assume that people who are on assistance are not willing to work, but here are people that are willing to work.
Knox is a mother of three young children, and she rides the 57 to work.
I work at the Home 2 Suites by Hilton in Menominee Falls. I'm the public area attendant. I clean the lobbies, bathrooms, make sure that it smells good, everything is spotless.
She says the 57 is a vital lifeline for her right now because she can't afford a car.
I actually was planning on getting a car with my taxes, but my elderly mother, who I live with, had some heart issues and ended up having to get a pacemaker. And so a lot of my funds were used to try to keep the household up.
But once the line ends, Knox sees few options for filling the transportation void.
May have to Uber, but I really can't afford it because I pay rent. I get some child care assistance, but I don't, you know, I don't really have the funds. I will basically be working to Uber and pay rent, and there will be nothing left.
Are you going to lose your job?
It's possible. It's very possible.
Lorraine Moy was also riding the bus out to Menominee Falls. She works at her family's business, Harvey Moy's Chinese and American Restaurant. Moy says she knows the line is ending, but she's not sure what's next for her.
I know that already is.
And what's your take on that?
I don't like it, because I have no ride home. I have no ride home and ride to work.
So what's going to happen?
I don't know.
So it's just a whole bunch of uncertainty.
Yes.
And the riders affected aren't just traveling from Milwaukee Central City out to Waukesha County. Kaylin Ording lives in Washington County in West Bend. She's a waitress at Mykonos Family Restaurant on 85th and Capitol in Milwaukee County and uses the 57 to get there. Ording says she doesn't have a clue what she'll do when the extension stops running.
I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do about that option because they do have two freeway flyers, one that's on Watertown Plank Road that leads me nowhere near where I have to go and one in Wisconsin, and I wouldn't even know how to get to 85th and Capitol from there.
Ording says she hopes God blesses her with a car before then, as she and many others with intercounty commutes are finding they can't depend on public transportation to meet their needs. For Lake Effect, I'm Mayan Silver.